Hi, I'm the ramen noodle, and it's been 59 days since I last podcasted.
A ramen noodle update!
From theramennoodle.com.
Well, hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone of all ages, shapes, and sizes, colors, denominations, and whatever other category that you can think of in which to list yourself. Under whatever category that is. Like, uncategorized, maybe, is where you should put yourself. I know it has been a long time since I've podcasted. And I'm sorry. Please forgive me. June has been one crazy month with a whole lot of commitments, and I recently finished speaking up in Podcamp, Ohio. I had three sessions that I presented, well, kind of two and a half. I presented a session called Making Your Website Actually Look Good, another session called Tweeting for Your Organization, and then I did a co-session with Barely from BarelyPodcasting.com on recording and editing with Audacity. It was a great time. And I'm worn out from it. But now that it's finally over, I have just enough time this week to finally get in an episode. But I'm not doing actually a full episode because I haven't had time to write a script for one. However, that doesn't mean I don't have content, so don't turn off whatever you're using to play this podcast yet. Recently, I had the opportunity to perform stand-up comedy again in a local church and had a lot of fun with it. So I want to play this comedy recording for you. Now, in advance, I have to apologize because this may drive you crazy. The microphone that they gave me was not a good microphone for holding in my hands, as you will tell because you constantly hear the shock noises and noises of me just holding the microphone or its ever slight little movements in my hand that make this deafeningly loud sound. Next time, I'll figure something else out that will work better than the microphone that they gave me so you can get a higher, well, so I can get a higher quality, so I can get a higher quality recording and also hopefully higher quality of speech. So in the meantime, while you're listening to that, I'm going to enjoy a nice private selection sparkling soda, blueberry lemon flavored, that I got from Kroger because it was on a closeout clearance sale and I thought, ooh, that looks good. I want to try it. And it is good. So while I enjoy this sparkling soda, I hope you will enjoy my performance at the B3 show.
All right, we want to change gears a little bit here and invite a special guest that we had last year that ended up being just a hilarious addition, incredibly hilarious addition to this B3 show. So without further ado, let me welcome to the stage the ramen noodle.
Well, you know what? It has been an entire year since I've been here and spoken in front of you. And some of you probably believe that it's been an entire year since I've said anything at all, because I'm that kind of person. I'm just really quiet. But I have to confess something to you guys. I know this isn't the best time to make confessions, but, well, I figured I'd include it. You know that time that we have when that good old Baptist time that we all go around and shake hands and everything? I gotta confess to you that, well, I'll shake those hands. You know, I shake your hands, I say hi to you, and, you know, exchange something a little bit. But every time after I finish shaking your hand, after we sit down, I reach into my pocket and I pull out a little bottle of hand sanitizer and rub it all over my hands and, you know, cleanse myself, cleanse my spirit, everything like that. And, you know, please understand me here. I love all of you guys. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. I would willingly lay down my life for you and die for you. I just don't want to die from you. So, please don't take any offense when I clean my hands. Have you ever noticed what people talk about when they come and shake your hands or what they say? You know, it's just general, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? You know, no one ever wants to know the answer to that question. If you ever answer that question, heart attack. I think I just gave someone else a heart attack. I mean, no one wants to know. They just, hi, how are you? Okay, next person in the line, hi, how are you? Sometime, well, I'll confess again, another confession out here. I stopped answering that question because I realized no one wanted to know how I was doing. They just continue moving on. So I just stopped answering the question. That got boring after like one time. And so then I started having some fun with it. None of you caught this because none of you were listening. What I would do is sometimes I would just reply back with something random. You know, hi, how are you? I'm yogurt, thank you. Or, oh, weather's terrible, I'm great. Or, you know that answer that everyone says? I'm fine, fine. You could be half dead, or mostly dead, or all dead, and I'm fine, fine, fine. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, fine. World's falling apart, I'm dead. I'm fine. Come on, give something else. But that's why often, honestly, I don't ask that question to other people because sometimes I don't want to know in case you give me that real answer. I'm not sure I want to know how you're doing. Now, all of this is like a cultural thing, and I understand people are different in different cultures and they say different things. Have you ever thought about how people in different cultures react to certain things? Like hitting a deer. Imagine someone from around here, out in the Midwest, they hit a deer. You know what happens? It's usually some mother, you know, driving a 15-passenger van, and she hits that deer. Oh, my. Children, all 23 of you, it's a homeschool experiment. Let's come out and look at the dead deer. It's a homeschool lesson. Out in California, dude. Like, totally, dude. What was that thing? Out in West Virginia, not just one person stops. 10 people stop, and they start arguing. That one's mine. I'm taking it home. Don't you take that. That one's mine. Now, some of you around here probably do that, too. Out in Texas, it's a symbol of manliness. See, out in Texas, it's not an accident when they hit a deer. They do this on purpose. They build things on the front of their big, manly pickup trucks just so that they can hit these deer out there. And they go, hey, Joe, look, there's a deer. Put another notch in that pickup truck there because I got another one. It's a game to them. You're not a man in Texas unless you have one of those big honking trucks and the things on the front that you can hit those deer out there. Personally, when I hit a deer, I like to get out of the car, go up to it, and say, hi, how are you? But, you know, speaking of being a man, I'm going to share with you, and since I'm being so personal with you guys and confessing all these things and all of this, I'm going to share with you, I made a major life-changing decision recently. I'm not sure if I want to say this, but I'll go ahead and say it. I switched razors. Yeah. My cat died. I think it was like Cool Whip poisoning or whipped cream poisoning. I don't know, but...
All right, I have to jump in here and say that no one got this joke. Absolutely no one got it. Apparently, I'm the only one who has ever heard the joke of when boys first start getting facial hair, someone saying, well, put some whipped cream on your face and let the cat lick it off. I guess no one else has heard that joke because that's what I was referencing and no one got it at all. Come on, people, get my jokes. Laugh. They're funny. They're supposed to be funny. Anyway. I just keep listening.
So I had to find a new razor. See, before, no, I didn't really use a cap, but before I had one of those $230 Braun razors, you know, the top of the line one. Some of the men in the audience are kind of like, oh, yeah, I've been wanting that razor. But let me tell you, $230 for the razor. The blades for the thing are $40, and they only last for like 2 days. And then the self-cleaning thing, see, in America, we're so lazy, even our razors can clean themselves. And yeah, my razor cleaned itself too, so I appreciated that. $12 just for a package of razors that's behind a locked case in Walmart. I guess there's such a high demand to be clean that they feel they need to put cleaning stuff behind a locked case. You've been to our Walmart, haven't you? Yeah, that's why. So I'm working with this razor. I've got this thing out, and I'm going... Ah, and then I go on to the next hair. It was taking me 45 minutes to shave my hair. Not all of my hair, but just my facial hair. I didn't even finish. I finally gave up. I decided... I'm done with this. I'm switching to a real edged razor. So I have this razor that Gillette actually sent me on my 18th birthday. I won't tell you how long ago that was. But they sent me this razor for free. I love free stuff. So I just kept this razor all of these years. And it hadn't expired yet either, Lori. I'm known for having stuff that expires. And this razor, I figured, you know, I gotta do this right. I gotta get the shaving cream. I gotta get aftershave, I guess. I guess people use aftershave. You shave, you need something after it, so you use aftershave. Okay. And then I got all this stuff together. The night before, I was so excited about this, that I was switching to this edged razor. The night before, I was so disappointed, though, because my internet went down. That means I couldn't go on YouTube and find out how to shave with a razor. I was totally on my own. In fact, the shaving cream, have you ever looked at the bottle of a shaving cream? No directions at all. I was completely lost. Even orange juice has directions on it. It tells you to concentrate. And yet, the shaving cream, what's wrong with that? The shaving cream, no directions at all. The razor, no directions at all. I'm thinking, what part of putting a deadly razor sharp instrument to your face is a good idea? So without internet, without any instructions, I go ahead, I put the shaving cream in my hands, fill it up and start putting it around. I realize I got way too much because that stuff expands in size from your hands to when you apply it to your face. I ended up looking like Santa Claus. So I shave this all off and doing pretty good. And then I go for the aftershave. Have you guys ever seen Home Alone? Okay, as a kid, I was called Macaulay Culkin, because I looked a lot like Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. And he does that trademark thing, and everywhere I would go, people would ask me, oh, do the Kevin McAllister trademark thing. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. I don't do it so well as him. Well, the reason I never did it so well is because I didn't have the motivation to do it well. After I finished shaving for that first time, I thought, oh, this was really cool. This is very fast. I mean, it only took me like 30 minutes that first time instead of 45 minutes. I thought, I'm doing great. So I lather up my hands with that shaving, aftershave stuff, which also doesn't have directions on it. Put that stuff on my hand. Ah! Oh, that stuff. Ugh. Wow. I think I died, went to heaven, got saved, came back again, all just in that little bit of time of putting on that aftershave. But then that wasn't enough. See, I figured since this is the first time shaving, I'd get the shaving cream that's for sensitive skin, since I figured my skin is going to be sensitive after I shave it. So I get that stuff. Apparently, I made the wrong choice, because all throughout the day, my skin starts cracking. Painful stuff. There were no directions. How was I supposed to know it dries your skin out like the Sahara Desert? I found a bottle that actually says that. Dries your skin like the Sahara Desert. Sahara, so you can be the man that you want to be. Sahara. I just like the sound of that word, Sahara. Well, now, I know what all of you men out there are thinking, or all of you women out there are thinking. I've heard this already. I've heard this before. You women out there are thinking, oh, come on, Daniel, it's not that bad. We've been doing it for years. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know the female shaving habits and whatever. I don't want to know, okay, that you can shave without shaving cream. That's great, okay? Good for you. I don't. I can't. Now, I know what all of you men out there are thinking. You're thinking, ramen noodle, welcome to manhood. Thanks. Thanks a lot. So now that I've said that, none of you have to go out and tell me, welcome to manhood. Now, I know all of you are going to do it and come up to me and say, Daniel, welcome to manhood. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to grab your hand and say, hi, how are you? Thank you very much. If you've enjoyed this, visit theramennoodle.com.
Excellent. The Ramen Noodle, thank you for gracing us with your comedic presence.
And you're welcome. I was glad that I was able to be there too, and I hope you've enjoyed this. Now, the reason I include this is not only to give some content to my podcast that has been lacking for so long, but also because I'm interested in potentially doing some more stand-up comedy in different areas, hopefully places with better microphones. So if you think you might have a local outlet near the Cincinnati area, please give me a call, 859-353-4332, or email me at theramennoodle.com and let me know of some possible places where I might be able to perform a little bit of stand-up comedy, whether it be for a church or a funeral, if you like having a comedian at a funeral. I would like having a comedian at my funeral, since sometimes I might think I didn't make people laugh that much in my life. At least they could laugh during my death, or I guess it would be after my death. So anyway, whatever the need might be, if you're interested in maybe having me come over and do some stand-up comedy in your group, we'll call it that, please let me know, and I'd love to take up the opportunity and just hone my skills. Additionally, speaking of skills, I really want to try and look into getting into some voiceover work or voice acting and such. And so if you have any specific tips that you could share with me, I would love to hear them. Again, 859-353-4332 or email me at theramennoodle.com. Thanks for listening.
Ramen noodle update.